Saint Muhammad Ali, the world heavyweight champion, who stated what we are again blessed with, another brother and son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, my brother Herbert Muhammad. Taken one of the messengers followed and made him a worldly man that is recognized all over the world. Oh, yeah. Not only did he make Muhammad Ali a champion, a physical champion for the world, but he made him a champion for his father. I congratulate you. Oh, yes, sir. I want to thank our friend and brother, Reverend Jesse Jackson,
yes, sir,
for the beautiful remarks he made. I listened to him on television last night. In my heart, join his heart. I know him, brother.
Yes, sir.
And I know we believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Right.
Oh, yes, I know it. You can feel when a man's talking. If you take the negative out of your mind and put the positive in your mind, you can feel when a man is speaking. Oh, good brother. I want to thank him for his presence this afternoon. I want to thank Professor Baghdadi. All praise be to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has proven that he could join the hands of the fathers to the children. Oh, yes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has proven the scripture in Malachi that would turn the hearts of the children to the father and the hearts of the father to the children. Oh, praise be to Allah. You're a living example of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He has joined our hands with our brothers and sister Muslims all over the world. And we want to prove to them that we're worthy this afternoon to be called a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who has joined us back onto our mothers and fathers. Oh, yes, we want to prove to them that we're worthy to be the stone that was hewn out of the mountain. We want to prove to them that we're worthy to be the stone that sat in the corner of the bar that Abraham and Ishmael put there in memory of the lost foundation. Oh, yes, we want to prove that we are worthy of it. I want to thank you, Professor. I love you. Because the messenger, I put so much love in my heart until I can't do nothing else but show his love. A year ago, one of the most important things that he said during his lecture, he looked out at his people. During this lecture, he just paused all of a sudden and he said, I love you. Oh, yes, he did. I'm here this afternoon to echo that word, I love you. Oh, yes, I love you. I want to thank the messenger's brothers, Minister John Muhammad and Minister John Muhammad and Minister Johnny Muhammad, the messenger's flesh and blood, his brothers, for their presence this afternoon to bear witness to one of the great events that history I've ever written. Oh, yes. I want to thank my oldest brother, Emmanuel Muhammad, for being on the roster with us this afternoon. Oh, yes. I want to thank all the messenger's children and the family of the messenger for their presence here this afternoon. I can see the fulfillment of the Holy Quran. Say, on your belief, there shall be no fear for you, nor shall you grieve. All praise due to Allah. If any other family had lost such a precious jewel,
that's right.
They would be in mourning. They would be in mourning. But today we are in celebration. Oh, yeah. We're in celebration because the divine spirit has not left us. Some of us just found it. Did you hear me? Oh, yeah. You thought you had it, but now you got it. a scripture from the Holy Quran, but I think I will let it go for some other time. I want to hear from some of the other ministers, and I also want to hear from the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever shower down on us, and let us be worthy of the blessings that will shower down on us by standing together as unit one, or better still, let's be like a zero. Let us make a circle that no one can break. All praise be to Allah. Last but not least, I must congratulate and thank Captain Sharif and his staff, and Captain Muhammad and his staff, for looking out for the messenger's family, just like he looked out for his father. And also, Captain Sharif is the son-in-law of the messenger, so it's his father too. So I thank them, and I thank you for coming in honor of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I pray Allah that what I said found a way into your heart so that you can feel what I feel and bear witness that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad and his messenger. Salaam alaikum. Sisters, I know you enjoyed the heartwarming speech of Brother Minister Nathaniel Muhammad, who was a warrior and a soldier for the cause of Islam. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to move right along because our time is passing. I'll give way and bring before you one of Messenger Muhammad's hardworking ministers of the South. Much I can say about him, but time is not allowed. He's Brother Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad Sabah, number 15, Atlanta, Georgia.
Assalamu alaikum. In the most holy name, Almighty God Allah, who appeared here in America in 1930. We thank Master Farad Muhammad for traveling 9,000 miles. We thank him for searching from among you and I and raising in our midst the greatest black man that the world have ever known. Our dear leader, teacher, and Allah's last and greatest messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We thank Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. For never did we realize, out of the loins of a slave from Georgia, the man was born who would change the history of the world. We thank Almighty God Allah for finding that man who had a heart like himself. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we know, lives on and on. He is in the heart of every black man and woman on earth today. His will is in me, his spirit is in me. His will and his spirit is in you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has put his spirit into my children and into your children. And their children will have it in their children, in their children, in their children's children. praise to Almighty God, Allah, for the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. We know what the world is thinking about. And the world believes that we will hold up because of the passion of our great leader and teacher. We're not going to sit down and be weak. We're going to stand up and be strong. Due to Allah for the honor of Elijah Muhammad. We have just witnessed the struggle of the nation of Islam here in the hills of North America under the leadership and the guidance of the honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, that was a hard road to travel. And we can bear witness that the honorable Elijah Muhammad most certainly gave his life for you and I. But I know the honorable Elijah Muhammad lives in me. For I cannot think, I cannot talk, I could not walk, I could not eat, I could not sleep, but I was even thinking about the honorable Elijah Muhammad. To see the nation of Islam ascend to a new height. His followers will work harder to see the rise of the black man. All praises are due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am speaking for the southern region of the nation of Islam here in North America. And we bear witness that God has come among us. And we know God could not leave us without leadership. We know that Almighty Allah, we know that the honorable Elijah Muhammad will leave us leadership. And we know that honorable Elijah Muhammad was our king. And we know who's the successor to the throne. I thank Allah, I thank the honorable Elijah Muhammad for blessing me to be one of his disciples. I thank Almighty God, Allah, for the honorable Elijah Muhammad that he has blessed him with a capable man, a wise man, a sober-thinking man, a man that is concerned for the needs and the welfare of our people. I pledge the southern region behind the leadership of the honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. All praises are due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Messenger Muhammad taught us to accept your own and be yourself. And to follow the leadership of the honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is really being yourself. And Elisha Israel was walking together. Elijah asked Elisha, do you know I'm going to be taken from you? Elisha said, yes. They kept on their journey and they kept talking. Elijah asked the question again. And Elisha, who witnessed that he would be taken. Elijah asked Elisha, what do you ask of me before I am taken? Elijah says, give me a double portion of your spirit. The cross back over the River Jordan. We, the nation of Islam, we have the spirit of Elijah. And we also have the spirit of his son, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. So I bear witness that I too have a double portion of Elijah's spirit. For Elijah lives in Wallace D. Muhammad. And Elijah Muhammad will live forever among you and I. Assalamu alaikum.
All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We see that the Nation of Islam is well represented in the Southland. That fulfills the scripture of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It said, and his ministers were the flame. And his flame burns so bright that there's no wind can put it out before it reaches its destination. And when the flame reaches destination, it starts another fire. I'm going to get away and bring before you a fireball from the West Coast. The West Coast. Temple number 27, Los Angeles, California. Original minister, Abdul Kareem.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the all-wise, the all-true and living God, who came to us in the person of Master Faraj Muhammad, to whom praise be forever. We thank Allah, the great God of the universe, for coming to this worst part of the planet Earth and searching, finding, and raising up from among us a divine and holy apostle in the person of the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, we are living in a very, very great day and a very, very dreadful day. It is a great day if we understand what's taking place today, and it is a dreadful day if we fail to understand. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a wise man, the wisest and the greatest of them all. And it is just not in the book. It is just not in logic and reason that such a wise and great and humble man as we know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be, to leave us unprepared. We are not unprepared. For he has prepared one from himself. And that one that he has prepared among himself to be our head is the one that we come here today to worship our Savior today with, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. In the absence of the Messenger of Allah, we look to the royal family of the Messenger for guidance and leadership. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has always taught us that the king, the scientists, and God
come out of the one family. They come out of the same family. The reigning God, before he passes, the mantle or the ring of authority to one of his own. He passed it down to one of his sons. And then it becomes the son. It becomes his duty and his responsibility to accept this position of rulership and authority. The ring of authority was given by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to one of his sons. That son is the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. The Holy Quran teaches us when it refers to Moses, but we know that it is referring to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It says in the 20th chapter, "My Lord, expand my breast for me, and ease my affair for me, and loose the knot from my tongue, that they may understand my word, and give to me an aider from my family." Who else then should we look to lead us except one from the holy family of Muhammad? Who else could we look to for divine guidance? Who else could we look to that have the blood of Muhammad in them? After all, they are the only ones among us that are most qualified. They are the most knowledgeable of the messenger's aims. They are the most knowledgeable of the messenger's purposes because they are the same family and blood of the messenger himself. Today we all know that the physical body of the messenger of Allah is no longer with us, but his message lives. And his message will continue to live. And it will continue to live as long as the black man lives, because that message is in the nature of the black man, put there by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise be to Allah. Among the ministers, among the followers, among the people, there is no equal to this one. There is no equal to the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the one that will stand before us today representing the office of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How do you know Kareem? I heard the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad teach for the first time when he was a young man of 24, traveling up and down the East Coast. In those days, the ministers of Islam were mental giants. And among the ministers at that time, he had no equal. We have giants among the ministers past today. And I still say, and I bear witness, that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has no equal. He is the greatest among us today. So we, the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the Western states, from every state on the other side of the Mississippi River, which takes in the deserts and the mountains from there to the Pacific. We are Muslims. And as a Muslim, we bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the apostle, and we have a new man with us today in the person of the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we submit to Minister Wallace D. Muhammad.
Brother Minister, I feel the room from Los Angeles, California. Thank you, Brother Minister. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My beloved brothers and sisters, we've left the West Coast, went all the way over to the East Coast. Another star in the East. My beloved brothers and sisters, the next speaker I will bring before you, the National Representative of the Nation of Islam, Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan. Brother number seven.
Salam alaikum. In the name of Allah who came in the divine person of Master Farad Muhammad, the one God to whom all praise is due, the Lord of the worlds. And we thank Almighty God Allah, and we could never thank him enough for the greatest blessing ever bestowed upon a people, a messenger from himself, the last of the messengers, the greatest of the messengers, the wisest of the messengers, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. To our dear beloved leader of the Nation of Islam, Minister Wallace D. Muhammad, to the beloved family of our beloved leader and teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to all of the ministers and faithful followers, friends and sympathizers of the Nation of Islam, we have come to a great point in our history. For today is Savior's Day. Today is the day that Almighty God Allah, Messenger Muhammad teaches us, was born. Master Farad Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, his true and faithful servant, set up this day for us as a day of honor, a day of joy, a day of commemoration, a day of rededication of our lives to Almighty God Allah, to his messenger, and to the truth that Almighty God Allah revealed for our salvation. This is no different than any other Savior's Day. It is a day of joy. It is not a day of grief. It is not a day of sadness. It is not a day for Muslims and sympathizers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to have our heads hung low. For the Messenger of Allah has taught us well. He taught us of life, and he taught us of death. And he taught us that those who believe and are the doers of good, there is no fear for them, nor shall they. He taught us to submit. How can you, my beloved, faithful followers of Messenger Elijah Muhammad, be saddened when Almighty God Allah is the best knower? And it is written that no soul dies but by the permission of Allah. And whatever Allah permits, his servants are pleased. Whatever Allah wills, we submit, we obey. And this is why we are called Muslim. Oh, followers of Messenger Elijah Muhammad, our divine leader and teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was concerned not just for us. He was concerned for the lives, the destiny, the welfare, the salvation of 30 million black brothers and sisters in America and dark people all the way around the world. He wanted to see us free, justified, and equal. He gave us vision, and we have that vision. We are not walking blindly. For he laid the foundation. He paid the price. He opened up the way. Now all we have to do is walk in the path that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has laid down for us. And so, my beloved ministers, followers, friends, friends of the Nation of Islam. Allah did not leave us comfortless. He knew that we would need a comforter. He gave us one from the Messenger's family to comfort us. Let me say this, please. When Allah chose the Messenger, He chose the black nation out of which comes the Messenger as the recipients of His grace. When He chose the Messenger out of a family, that family also shares in the choosing of the Divine Supreme Being. Every one of these beloved servants and messengers, followers and family, I'm speaking especially of the family, have been taught and trained by their father in ways that you and I don't know, and in ways that maybe now they are beginning to realize. For He never spoke an idle word. Every word He spoke had meaning not only for today, but for tomorrow and the many tomorrows to come. And so, no man wishes upon his brother a burden, but Almighty God Allah does not lay on any soul a burden beyond its scope. And as He laid a burden on the shoulders of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he walked tall with that burden, so we pray Almighty God Allah, in the name of His Messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that His son, Wallace D. Muhammad, will shoulder this mighty task, this mighty job, this mighty work of the resurrection of our people, and that we will offer all of our resources, all of our talents, all of our skills, all of our abilities to this son of the messenger in this divine work of the messenger. And so I close saying that we have learned the lesson of history, and that those who sit around waiting for fractions and split-offs, waiting for those who would be hungry for leadership and hungry for power, I want you to know this afternoon that our father Elijah Muhammad did not make us that kind of people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad loved unity. He lived for unity. He fought for unity. And we today will fight that same fight, and we'll keep the faith of Muhammad. And only in that faith will we find the unity and the strength that we need to help Minister Wallace D. Muhammad, the leader of the Nation of Islam, carry on in the noble work of his father. So as I preach for the messenger, I will not be unfaithful to the only man that I ever knew that was worthy of being faithful to. He told me about his son. And I rely on his words. He said his son would help him. He told me that Allah promised him a son. And he told me, and all of you that know the messenger, know that he said that Wallace would one day help him. That day has arrived. And I, like all of the rest of Messenger Muhammad's followers, submit and yield and give of myself and all that I have and all within my power to see that the work of Messenger Muhammad is carried on to its completion behind the leadership of his son, the Honorable Minister Wallace D. Muhammad, and the family of the messenger and all of his followers. I greet you in peace, praying to Allah that he will strengthen each one of us and endow Minister Muhammad with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead and guide the nation of Islam. As I greet you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Very good. Long live Muhammad. We got one more. Wait just a minute. We have one more speaker before we call on Brother Minister Muhammad. This is another. That's the representative of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Muhammad, Temple number 12. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Brother Minister Jeremiah Shabbat.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the All-Wise, the True and Living God, the One who came in the person of Master Farouk Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, we thank Allah and thank Allah for having given to us our beloved leader, our teacher, and our perfect guide, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I greet you, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. To the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and the great family of Muhammad, fellow ministers, distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, I come before you today not to deliver a eulogy. That would be out of place. I come before you to give thanks to Allah, our God, for allowing me to live in the day and the time of the greatest man, black or white, that has ever walked the face of this planet Earth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's work among the so-called Negroes are a testament to his greatness, for his work are unequaled by any man who has ever come to reform a people. To do this job required more than mediocre, ordinary man's knowledge. Messenger Muhammad brought to us the knowledge of the God himself. Today, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is absent from our midst. The small, articulate, wise man that we've grown so used to is not here today, but his presence is felt by everyone. But Messenger Muhammad did not build a nation based on himself as an individual, for he knew that all individuals were finite, that they could endure only for a lifetime. History has proven that nations built on men rather than by men have a limited existence. But the nation of Islam was built by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, with the infinite wisdom of Almighty God Allah, and this kingdom will endure forever. Our desire was that our king, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, should live forever. But he taught us that the only way to escape death is not to be born. But our wise king prepared for the day when he would no longer be among us in person, and he gave to us, the nation of Islam, a royal family and a royal priesthood. He has given us 6 sons, every one a prince, 2 daughters, and each one a princess. Allah, in his infinite wisdom, named the 7th child of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad while he was yet in his mother's womb. Our Savior placed on him the name that he himself had, Wallace D. Muhammad. He told the messenger that this son would help him in his work. I know personally that this is true because I knew his mother, Sister Clara Muhammad, and I knew her like I knew his father. And she told me out of her own mouth, she says, yes, brother, Wallace will help his father in his work. So all praise is to Allah. He is here with us, and he is doing the work. I'm honored to be from number 12 in Philadelphia, because that is the city that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad chose to send his son in 1958, where he labored for over 3 years. And after laboring in the vineyard, he was subsequently arrested and made to suffer an unjust incarceration for over 15 months. These were but preliminary events thrust upon our leader, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, to prepare him for the awesome task of running this lost found nation in the wilderness of North America. So now, he is ready, and we're ready to receive him. With our unfettered support and our undying loyalty for him and his entire family. Assalamu alaikum.
All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. My beloved brothers and sisters, I know you enjoyed listening to it. Another national representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Brother Minister Jeremiah Shabazz, of Muhammad's Temple, number 12, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say but just 3 or 4 words. As I recall once, at least I've been blessed to be with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad daily for approximately 4 years. And the messenger was listening to one of Brother Minister's tapes, the last one I heard him listen to. And the messenger said, this is what I wanted out of him. He is what I wanted. Messenger Muhammad felt himself projected in this one. And the messenger was so happy. He said, I'm going to send him, bring him down to Mexico with me. Think over that. So I'm going to give way and bring before you the head of the Nation of Islam in the wilderness of North America, the Honorable Brother Minister Wallace D. Muhammad. Everyone, please stand.
first to the distinguished, very appreciated brothers, dignified platform we have here. I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brothers and sisters in the audience, our friends who are also our brothers and sisters, I greet you too because you are obviously as dignified as we are. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, to whom we forever give praise and thanks for his blessing us, a people who just a few years ago, not generations ago, but just a few years ago, were unable to think without having first something of the white man's mind to think with. A people who just a few years ago were unable to meet together on a serious, very serious question and agree if that question had not previously been given the approval from the white man. So I thank the true and living God who blessed us, who had no head, with a head, the great and the honorable Elijah Muhammad. I would like to open my Savior's Day address with a reading from our Bible, which is properly called Quran, a word meaning that which is to be recited. I read from the Quran, chapter 75, section 2, the dead rise. Does man think he will be left aimless? Was he not a small life germ in sperm emitted? Then he was a clot, so he created him, then made him complete. Then he made of him two kinds, the male and the female. Is not he, and I stop, interrupt this quotation from the Quran to make it very clear to you that he here is the one, the Almighty, the true and living God. Is he not powerful to give life to the dead? All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, keeper, the sustainer of all the world, who manifests his presence and his divine will to my father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the person of Master Wali Farag Muhammad. I have been so honored here today until I can not go into my address before first letting you know that I am too small for all this honor. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he has formed this house. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad built it from the ground. All he received from the God was, I believe they call it, a bill in the language of industry, an order, a written order, telling him what has to be done. What he received was an order to do a job. He had to begin that work from scratch and build a nation. When he accepted that job, he knew who he was working for. And that knowledge gave him the strength and the courage and the perseverance to stay on that job till the very end. I think I should talk to you a little bit on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Although this is Savior's Day, and if the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in his earthly given body was standing here at this moment, I think he would glorify Master Wali Farag Muhammad. And he would tell you that this day celebrates his coming to him. But I feel that it is my duty, that I am obligated now, to present to you a Savior made by a Savior. A Savior came to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man from Sandersville, Georgia, born of a preacher, a Baptist preacher, who never agreed to really give himself fully to the church, but who always gave himself fully to the biblical scriptures, that he understood in a significantly different fashion. He gave himself to scripture. He knew what the scripture said of the coming of the hidden God that had been hidden from the world, but had to, at the right time, in the right season, under the right conditions, before the right circumstances, that God had to manifest himself to show himself the God that was working out of view, making all these things complicated, so complicated that no one could come up with a solution but he himself. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad recognized the hidden divine being manifest in one Wali Quran Muhammad. And when he recognized this, he began to preach to others of his brothers and sisters who were in the Christian religion in one degree or another. See, what we must understand, brothers and sisters, that 40 years ago, black people were almost 100% Christian in America and in most of the world. That is the Western Hemisphere. Black people were almost 100% Christian. You didn't have to go to church to be born with a Christian mind. Even those homes that had residents or people who felt that they weren't clean enough to walk into a church, or that they weren't religious minded enough to participate in church life, even those families lived Christian lives and defended Christianity if you attacked Christianity in their presence. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad came into his mission at a time when America, black America that is, was almost 100% Christian. So he began working with our people, telling them that now you must come into the understanding of your Bible. He says that God has missioned me, and I'm preaching to you that your graveyard is the Christian reading of the Bible. And he told his people that I must resurrect you from that graveyard. When he preached these words in the early, middle, late 30s and early, middle, and late 40s, and even the early 50s, few of our people gave him their attention. Most of them laughed at him, and they referred to his small following as those old Muslims, those old Mohammedans, those old fools, those strange people. But they didn't know that the solution to this problem was not to bring something that was like that had caused the problem. The solution to the problem was to bring something very strange. So Allah himself had to come, because the white man's mind